To be followed by your prayer. this time right now. Amen. And we're going to receive our pastor. Amen. With a hearty praise the Lord.
For the scripture said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Truly, thank God for my wife pressing her way. She's a little set, but she's still pressing her way. And I know many of you are set, so thank God that you're pressing your way as well. Amen. Can we all just say hallelujah? Amen. We want to thank God. Last week we had a soul that went down in Jesus' name.
Difficult times.
I look back and stay there too long, it can put me down. But I refuse to live it yesterday. I refuse. I don't know what happened yesterday, but I'm not living there. Today is a new day. And the Bible says because today is a new day, God gives us new mercy. You know what mercy signifies? You really deserve judgment. But God said, I'm not going to hold your past against you, so I'm going to give you new mercy. And he said, you want to know how much you can count on my new mercy? He says, great is my faithfulness. So I refuse to let anything. Listen, I had people that mistreated me, did this and did that. I treat them just like they were my best friend. Right? Because I heard Jesus. When he was on the cross. Amen. He said, Father, forgive them. Because they don't realize what they're doing. Big people see God. Little people see trouble. Big people see God. So Jesus said, I know my purpose. So I'm not going to let this stop me. And because of my big person, I'm going to build beyond the trouble. And I'm going to ask God to forgive them. I'm going to cover them. This is what we, saints of God, you're supposed to cover one another. Not expose. Because the Bible says love will cover a multitude of sin. We're supposed to cover. We're not supposed to expose. Amen. Even Stephen, I wasn't going here, but I'm going to stay here for a minute. Because many of us are bound, say, oh, no more shackles, no more chains, I'm free. But when you look back in the real reserve, that hurt, that pain, whatever it was, could have been abuse from family members years ago, you're still bound. You got to get loose. Right? So Stephen was being stoned. He was a righteous man. He was a godly man. Stephen had done nothing wrong. Listen, they stoned, they were so bad, they not only did they stone him, but they came upon him, they gnashed upon him with their teeth. Right? And as his spirit was departed, he said, Father, hold not this sin to their charge. But the amazing thing is this. The scripture said as he was departing, he looked up into heaven. And he saw Jesus standing. And you know, when a judge is sitting, that means everything's okay. But when he saw the judge standing, he realized that God was about to execute judgment. Amen. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have, not only in church, but in families. A lot of little stuff. I believe, what did you other kids tell me? Brothers had spoken in what, 30 years? Right? Because of little stuff. If you don't give me my, I'm gonna hang on, I might offend somebody, right? Because I ain't personal. And this is a little clown, so that's right. But I ain't perfect. I might offend somebody. But please do me a favor. Give me my roses while I'm alive. Don't be standing over saying, oh, I wish I hadn't done this, and I wish I hadn't done that, and I wish I hadn't done the other. Hallelujah. Don't you live in that guilt of holding a lot of little stuff. Loose people and let them go. Amen. That was my message. But the scripture says, men as are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. No matter what anyone does, forgive them. Loose them. Set them free. Because if you don't lose them, guess who's really bound? You are. If you don't lose people, guess who's really bound? You are. Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. Be too big to let little stuff stop you. Amen. I've had people that I don't even know that mistreated me and acted all ungodly. And I still treated them the same. Let me tell you something. A lot of times when you go through stuff, God permits those things to happen just to see what you want to do. Really? He just permitted it to happen to see what is your reaction. because we claim to save, we claim to love the Lord, we claim we're the light of the world. So God said, I'm going to let this test come your way. Listen, I'm going to let this test come your way. He said, because I want to know what's in your heart. Whether you want to keep my commandments or not. So God predicts some tests so that we can see ourselves. Anyone ever see yourself?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. I've seen myself a whole lot of time, even recently. And I just said, Lord, forgive me. You know, because there's many times that I've looked at things according to my natural mind, and guess what? I was wrong. And so have you. But I did it. So it's so important today. Loose yourself by loosing others. Loose yourself by loosing others. I know, I understand what I'm saying in 1 minute. Remember when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Listen, there are some things that God has to do, then there are some things that we have to do. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, right? The Bible said, he said, Lazarus, come forth. So the Bible said Lazarus came forth, but Jesus did not remove the grave clothes. He didn't remove the cloth. He didn't remove the napkin that was about him. So Lazarus came forth stacked with the grave clothes on. Then he looked at all of them and he said, now you go loose him. Right? You know what that means? There are some things that God does in performing our miracles. But then he tells the saints, now you loose him.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Because Jesus could have said, Lazarus, come forth, grave clothes, drop off. Napkin, because he had a napkin about his face, drop off. Right? He could have did all that, but he didn't. Because God does what he has to do. But then we have a responsibility to do the final loosing. Can we praise the Lord? So 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 1 reads, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith. From 5. I skipped 2 and 3. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the
power of God.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, for blessing and allowing us to see another day. Lord, we thank you that you've forgiven us as we've forgiven others. And Lord, even as we stand here in your presence today, Lord, we ask you to send the word of anointing. Send the word of healing. Lord, loose the captive and set them free. Lord, heal those that have been wounded. Oh God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, just to touch. Lord, send an anointing to heal. Lord, send an anointing to deliver. Lord, send an anointing to set free. Oh God, we ask you to send anointing, oh God, to help someone that came in this morning troubled, but send a word to set them free. Lord, send the word so they might be encouraged and say, I want to run on and see what the end is going to be. And we thank you, Lord, for we know that you always hear our prayer. And we honor you and we bless you. And for this, we thank you in the church in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. So I just want to go to Psalm 78 and verse 41. And I'm going to go to several scriptures because I want us to get the message across. It's not so important, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in the hermeneutics, the style of what we're trying to do, and people will remember the style and don't remember the word. But Paul said, my preaching and my speech was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Amen. We need God's power to break yokes. The anointing destroys yokes. The anointing set the captives free. Remember the woman that had the issue of blood? Jesus said, I perceive that virtue has gone out of my body because she was healed. That virtue was the anointing. That was the power of God. God's power in Greek is the dunamis. From which you get our English word dynamite. So the dunamis is like dynamite.
hallelujah, the dynamite can set the captives free. Can we say hallelujah? So Psalm 78, I'm going to just read one verse of scripture for now, but we'll come back later. It says, yea, they spake against God. Verse 19. It says, yea, they spake. Can we say this together? They spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? They spake against God and said, can God? Then we just read in 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, it said, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So our message today is, faith says God can, but man says, can God? Faith says God can, but man says, can God? And when, I'm a slow learner when it comes to study. I'm slow. Yes, I'm slow. So as I'm reading this account in the 78th Psalm about Israel and how God would deliver them and how they would go back and begin to question God's delivering power, and 78:41 says that they angered God because they limited him. They made it seem like God did not have power. So when you actually read that whole account of Israel in the wilderness, God was a miracle-performing God. God performed a miracle every day, and they kept missing it. So I don't want to get ahead of myself, but let me go back to the 1 Corinthians. So it says that God can perform miracles according to the power that worketh in us by our faith, right? Right? Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of verse 5, 1 Corinthians 2:5, that our faith should not stand in the what? Wisdom of man, but in the
power of God.
Honestly today, these are personal questions. These are personal things we need to ask ourselves. Where does my faith stand? Where does my faith stand? Is it in the power of God? That means I believe that there's nothing too hard for God. I don't place limitations on God if it's in the power of God. But if it's the wisdom of man, I try to figure out how God can do it. That's the difference. When it's in God, I just say, God will do it. I don't have to figure out how he's going to do it because God knows how to perform every miracle that we need in our lives.
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
So I don't have to figure out how God's going to do it. I just say, God's going to do it.
Amen.
And I see it by faith. But if I'm going to get into the man's side of wisdom, I'm trying to figure out how can God do it? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But faith just says God can do it.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how. My cousin sings a song. She said, I don't know how. I don't know when. But one thing I surely do know is that God is going to do it.
Yes.
That's what faith said. I don't know how. I don't know when. I can't even figure out how, but God is going to do it. Now, let's just go to Corinthians. You know, a lot of times I try to preach, but I think sometimes we miss it when we do too much preaching and people are struggling. Right? So I'm gonna try to hold my mute. I'm gonna try.
Alright.
Right? Because I want us to get victory. How many want victory?
Yes.
The scripture, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We get victory through faith. But the devil makes us think we get victory through our rationale and our own wisdom. No, we get our victory through faith. So he goes on to say in the 6th verse, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are, means you're mature, spiritually mature. You're no longer on the milk of the word, but now you're just eating and consuming the word. Remember Jesus told his disciples, he said, there's some things I want to tell you. He said, but you're not able to bear it. Right? Even Paul, he said, there's some things that I want to tell you. He said, but you're babe. You are the milk of the word. You cannot yet bear it. Amen. But he said here, if you're perfect, that means that you're in your word. Amen. You are studying your word and you are mature. You are not where you used to be. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to. This world wisdom can't do nothing for you. It might get you through school. It might get you the best job, but it won't set your soul free. It might get you the best this life has to offer, but it does not get you the best of God. Only the wisdom of God can get you the best of God in this world. So the wisdom of man gets you the best of the world, but it leaves out God. The wisdom of God gets you the best of God in this world, because the wisdom of God teaches you how to live profitably, righteously, and godly in this present world. So I choose the wisdom of God, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now we're talking about faith, right? It comes through the power of God. He said, now when you get it like you ought to get it, he said, but as it is written, I have, listen, you haven't seen what God's going to do yet. When you walk in my faith in the power of God, I have not seen.
Yes.
Ear
have not heard.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him.
Yes.
So I'm going to walk by faith in the power of God because I haven't seen it yet. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't received it yet. God's going to do things that I don't even realize that he's going to do. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
But God, verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us. You don't understand it. You won't understand it according to the natural mind, because God's going to reveal them unto us how? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the
Spirit of God.
God has some stuff reserved for all of us. But we won't get it with the wisdom of this world or our natural mind, because these things you can only receive them through the Spirit. The natural man is contrary to the Spirit. So God has some spiritual stuff reserved for you, but you can't receive it because you won't get in the Spirit. Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are
spiritual.
So God has a spiritual plan for you, and you are working on a natural plan. But you miss the spiritual plan because you won't get in the Spirit. So when I get in the Spirit, then I can say, I have not seen.
Yes.
And when I get in the Spirit, I say, ear have not heard.
Right.
When I get in the Spirit, I say, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for me.
Yes.
Then somebody will look at you and think you're crazy.
Yes.
You're in the Spirit.
Yes.
So God has some stuff to reveal to you that you have not seen, that you have not heard, that you don't understand, but you must receive them by his Spirit. So the wisdom of man says, that's just foolish. That doesn't make any sense. Right? But the just does not walk by sight, but the just walketh by faith. Amen? So let's go to Romans, the 14th chapter. And verses 22 and 23, amen? Romans the 14th chapter, verses 22 and 23. So we receive our blessings through faith. We receive our miracles through faith. We receive our things that are not yet seen through faith. We receive our things that are not yet heard through faith. Right? We receive things that we just can't even comprehend in our own hearts and mind through faith. Amen? So Romans 14, 22 reads, has thou faith? Do you have faith? This is what the apostle said. Do you have faith? He said, well, if you have faith in heaven, because when it comes to faith and you walk by faith, the world will make you think you are crazy. Right? Because they don't understand this. They don't understand how God can take a sin-sick soul,
all right,
wash it in water, and come out whiter than snow.
Yes.
They don't understand that.
All right.
Textbook can't explain that. Science can't explain that. Amen. But God said, I know how to take the crooked thing and make it straight. God said, I know how to take the rough places in your life and make them smooth, but to receive them by faith. But faith in me? No. Your faith before me means nothing. Your faith has to be before God. Happy is he that condemneth not him in that thing which he allowed. Now the next verse is critical. It says, he that doubteth is what?
Damn.
Well, why is he damned? Because?
He did not obey.
Say, well, I know what they say, I know what God said. I don't really believe God's going to do it. I don't believe God's going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. He said, wait a minute. You can't receive your blessing because you
doubt.
You with me? God says, you can't receive. He said, now your faith is not to anybody in here. Your faith is before God. Right? But now I say, well, I'm just going to do it. You know, they're not in here, but there's some people that go through the motions. I'm just going to do it. He said, well, let me explain this to you. If you're doing it, but you don't have faith to believe what you're doing, then whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Are you with me?
Amen.
So you got to walk in faith, but if you walk in faith and you doubt it, the Bible said that's not sin, because what makes it sin? Sin means you missed the mark. It means you're coming up short. You're not receiving all that God has for you because you're walking in doubt. Well, I got faith, but sometimes my faith gets challenged. Stay in faith.
Amen.
Look at somebody say, stay in and stay in faith. Amen. Now, let's go back to Romans. Let's go to Romans, the first chapter. Now, we read in the fifth verse that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the what? Power of God. So Romans 1:16, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the
power of God.
Wait a minute. You know when your power of God for faith comes through the gospel. Amen. So you can plan your mind all you want to try and psych yourself up. Your faith comes through the gospel.
Yes.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believes. There are no limitations. Unto the Jew and also unto the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from
faith to faith.
Not faith, without faith.
Right.
God reveals his righteousness from faith to faith. Because as it is written, as it is written, the what? Just shall live by faith. So we're trying to get everything from God, but we go from faith to doubt to faith to doubt. No. The just must go from faith to faith.
Yes.
Lord, I don't understand how. I don't understand how. And I don't understand when. But faith said God can.
Yes.
So every time in the back of my mind starts speaking to me saying, can God? I just choose to say, I believe God can.
Yes.
Amen. Because God can do anything but fail.
Yes.
Now, I want to close here. Let's go to, let me see which one I'm going to go to next. All right, let's go to Exodus, the 16th chapter. As I said, the children of Israel asked the question, can God? Now, from the time, this is God's miracles. You miss it if you don't catch it. From the time Israel came out of Egypt, for 40 years, the Lord sustained them. 40 years, they had to go find food. 40 years, they didn't have to find water. For 40 years, God gave them manna to eat every day. Now, when Israel came out of Egypt, they were like 1.5 million to 2 million. So in 40 years, I'm sure they got a lot bigger. Right? I'm sure they got much bigger in 40 years. But for 40 years, the Lord sustained them. Every day, that's why he took 2 loaves and 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed a multitude. That shouldn't mean nothing to us. Because he sustained Israel every day for 40 years. Right then in Joshua, the 5th chapter, it said when they got into the land of promise, when they ate of the corn and the oil of the land, the manna ceased. That's a miracle in itself. Every single day, God provided them manna to eat. They didn't have to question it. They didn't have to worry about it. Every day, God provided them manna. For 40 years, he sustained them. For 40 years, he kept them. And they had a nerve to ask, can God? If anybody should have had a testimony, they said, my soul looks back in wonder. Anybody's soul look back in wonder? Hallelujah. How did I make it this far? By faith. How did God do this? By faith. I don't understand how God did it, but he did it. But I just want to read this account. I just want to read this account in Exodus. All right? The 16th verse, we're going to go from verses 4, we're going to skip around. Because sometimes God performs miracles in your midst. You keep missing it. God sustains you every day and you keep missing it. God performs a miracle in your life every single day and you miss it. You keep asking God for a miracle. God said, I already gave you a miracle. You woke up this morning with new mercy. You woke up with the activities of your life. Spare time. Read it. So God gives them conditions to read. And when they did beat him with an oar, he that gathered much had nothing left over. And he that gathered little had no slack. They gathered every man according to his eating. God said, you gotta trust me on this one.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He said, you gotta trust me on that. He said, don't worry about tomorrow, because sufficient unto the day.
Yes.
It's the evil there. He said, so I need you to trust me today. God said, don't look to tomorrow. I need you to trust me right there. I know what they might have said is coming tomorrow. God said, I don't want you to look there. I want you to see where we are today.
Yes.
Right? He said, I want to sustain you where we are today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So are you with me? God said, listen, I'm testing you.
Yes.
I want to see if you want to be obedient.
Yes.
I just want to see if you're going to follow or no. And he goes on to say that, and Moses said, let no man leave until the morning. Now this was the test. Do you really trust me?
Yes.
God said, I want to know if you trust me. So all I want you to gather is enough for you to eat today.
Right.
He said, don't gather enough for tomorrow. Because I want you to trust me. So God is telling me, he said, I don't want you to worry about tomorrow. I want you to trust me for today. Because if God keeps you through the day, tell that man that said, can God, you're lying. Tell him, say, God can. Faith says God can. I don't have to ask God, can you? I know that he can. Hallelujah. If he can see all these men and millions of people in one day, and we don't even know where the bread came from. You mean God can sustain me from day to day? He said, but I'm going to prove you to see if you trust me. Are y'all with me, sir?
Yeah.
Amen. So he said, notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and the bread and it bred worms and stink, and Moses was, he was angry with them. He said, wait a minute, God already told you, just gather enough for today, because he wants you to trust. Whatever you're going through, God wants you to trust what you're going through today. God doesn't want you looking into tomorrow.
Amen.
God wants you to be sufficient for today. Because I know faith said God can, so I'm not going to worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
Because I know he's going to get me through tomorrow. But that natural mind, you know that natural mind said, God don't want to do everything. I got to do some stuff for myself. God said, I'm testing you.
Yes.
I want to see how much you believe.
Yep.
Not somebody else. This is your test.
Amen.
Amen. Can we say, this is my test? Whatever you're going through,
this is my test.
And God want to know, if you're going to lose your mind worrying about what didn't happen yet. God want to know if you're going to lose your mind worrying about what it might come out like.
Amen.
I don't worry about what it might come out. I heard that he holds the power of the world in his hand. Silver and diamonds, I don't even have. I'm just a child of God. And because of my child, trust me enough to know that I will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. I and say, God has not intended for us to see a ball and eat the bread of sorrow. Right? God don't want you doing that. God said, I want you to lay down, I want your sleep to be sweet.
Amen.
Because when your sleep is sweet, you say, God can't.
That is right.
Listen, we robbing ourselves of our own health, worrying about stuff we can't control anyway. Just say God can. It came to pass, verse 22, that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. So what God told them, now how many know, the seventh day is a day of what?
Rest.
The seventh day was a Sabbath. Now God told them, he said, for five days, I only want you to gather enough for you to eat that one day. He said, don't. Now on the sixth day, conditions. God gives us conditions for our blessings. He said, now on the sixth day, I want you to gather twice as much.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know how some of y'all old person. You know how some of us are. I'll take me. Wait a minute. Now, when I gather too much at last time, that's the at my house feeling bad. It had worms. Somebody don't want no worms in the house, right? So the carpenter says, and he's telling me to trust him on the sixth day to gather twice as much. How many know some of the carnal minds say, can God stop that stuff from sin? But the spiritual mind said, God said do it, so I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm just saying how we can get sometimes. So this is your sixth day. How much you going to get? Seriously, how about, are you going to gather enough for just that day? Or are you going to gather enough for that day and the next day? God always got someone that's going to mess the program up. Right? Because they don't believe God can. They don't trust God enough to believe that he will. Amen? So he told them, gather as much on that sixth day. He said, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which remaineth over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning. Why does God do that? That doesn't make sense. Because we don't have to figure God out. We just have to obey him. Right, just obey him. You with me? Can we say just obey him? Because y'all getting tired of me. I know I'm long today. That's right. Just obey him. Alright. It says, and they laid it up till the morning, as bold as bade. And it did not. Why? Because they were doing what God says do. So the natural mind is crazy. But if God told you to do it,
do it.
You don't have to question God, because God All they had to do was go out and gather. Everything, they didn't have to work to do anything. Wait, if God can do that, is there anything God cannot do? And I don't know how many meetings there were this day. At this time, every day he rained it from heaven. Manna. All they had to do was go out and get it. If God can feed me every day for 40 years, I'm not going to question anything else God can do.
Amen.
When they got to a point in their journey, they got to a place and they began to cry and blame Moses and Aaron because they had no water. Well, God told Moses, he said, just go straight to the rock.
Amen.
And the Bible said the water didn't just come and run it out, but the water gushed out. So God was sustaining them all along the way, but because they couldn't get in the power of God through faith, they began to question every move that God made.
Yes.
Well, I just want to finish this up because sometimes we fail to realize all of the miracles that God performed when we obey. All right? So now, they were going from this time for 6 days, and then on the first day, it's going all over again. Now, God throws a complete monkey wrench. He throws a complete monkey wrench at what they're doing. God does something, and he tells Moses to do something that don't make sense at all. He tells him in verse 20, let me skip down, I don't want to read it all. Let's go down to verse 32. Verse 32 says, now we just be obedient to God. I don't understand it. I don't know how God does it, but I believe. How many believe?
Amen.
If you believe, then don't try to figure it out.
Amen.
If you believe, you don't have to figure it out. Just say, look, I'm going to walk in the light, he's in the light, and God's going to make a way for me out of nowhere. Verse 32 says, Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Them and all our men to be kept for your... Wait a minute. When I kept it too long, it rotted and stank. Then when I kept it on the 6th day to the 7th day, it's the same. But now, God, you're telling me to take it over and put it in a golden pot and save it from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation. God said, yeah, because I said. He said, because I said. Right? So he told them, he said, you know what? I'll just finish this up for you. He said, now I want you to take the man, and then I want you to take the rod that budded, and I want you to take the commandment and lay them in the testimony. Because the tabernacle and the ark have not yet been built. He said, lay them, and they're going to be from generation to generation to generation. Well, how did God do it?
Yes. Hallelujah.
So the man that couldn't be kept longer than one day, God said, keep it for 1,000 years. And it's going to, that same manna that you gather is never going to rot. It's never going to turn to worms. It's never going to stink. Why?
God said it. It's all said.
Amen.
Faith says God can.
As elders of the ministry come forward,
listen, faith. I don't know what you might be. Faith says God can. But our faith cannot stand in the wisdom of. If you have faith to believe something, even though it might sound outlandish, if God has spoken to you, believe it. You don't have to figure out what God's going to do, because the Bible says God is not a man. Whatever God says, he shall bring it to pass. Today, where is your faith? That's the question that Jesus asked his disciples as he spoke to the wind, and it ceased. And they looked at him and said, whoa. What kind of man are you? He looked at them and said, where's your faith? Today, my question to you is, where is your faith? Right. You can't have faith for me, and I can't have faith for you. Where is your faith? Tell it to you.